This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico oil and gas regulators have adopted new rules to limit most venting and flaring in the oil field as a way to reduce methane emissions. The Oil Conservation Commission took the final vote today following a two-year process that involved testimony from environmental advocates and technical experts from the oil and gas industry. The first phase of implementation will include data collection and reporting to identify natural gas losses at every stage of the process. The rules are one part of a two-pronged approach by the state to address climate change. Still pending are rules that would target oil field equipment that emits volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. The Supreme Court is siding with a New Mexico woman who was shot by police as she drove away from them. The justices have ruled 5-3 for Roxanne Torres. The case will allow more excessive force lawsuits against police to go forward. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that the question for the justices was, quote, whether a seizure occurs when an officer shoots someone who temporarily eludes capture after the shooting. The majority said the answer was yes. The decision does not end the case, but just allows it to continue. Lower courts will still have to weigh in on the reasonableness of the seizure, among other things. The New Mexico Film Office says a new television series based on a popular true crime podcast by the Wondery Network has started production in Albuquerque and Moriarty. The UCP production, Dr. Death, stars actors Joshua Jackson, Alec Baldwin, and Christian Slater, and is directed by Maggie Kiley, So Young Kim, and Jennifer Morrison. Film Office director Amber Dodson said the series will be the first production to use NBCU's new studio in Albuquerque. The Film Office says Dr. Death is about a neurosurgeon whose operations start going wrong, prompting intervention by two fellow physicians. The Navajo Nation today reported 9 new COVID-19 cases and 8 additional deaths. The latest numbers pushed the tribe's numbers to 30,031 cases and 1,243 known deaths since the pandemic began. The Navajo Nation had a soft reopening last week with 25% capacity for some businesses under certain restrictions. Still, mask mandates and daily curfews remain on the vast reservation that covers parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. New Mexico is preparing to relax restrictions on visits to nursing homes and assisted living facilities as the spread of COVID-19 wanes and more people get vaccinated. Aging and Long-Term Services Secretary Katrina Hotram-Lopez announced the new guidelines yesterday. Starting tomorrow, the outdoors is still preferred for visiting residents of long-term care facilities. Indoor visits will be allowed with rules on room size and capacity. Prohibitions and tight restrictions on visitors were put in place amid dozens of deadly virus outbreaks at congregate living facilities for the elderly and disabled. This is KUNM.